Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Before we start today's show, I want to let you know that you can hear every episode of the Real Ass Podcast on demand at your fingertips whenever you want at gasdigitalnetwork.com. The latest 15 episodes are available on iTunes and YouTube and everywhere else you find podcasts for free, but you can get over 375 episodes on demand when you want them, not only from the Real Ass Podcast, but every episode of Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and 20 amazing shows here on the Gas Digital Network. When you go there, use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, and save $1.50 a month if you decide to keep your premium service. Pre-release on all the episodes, ad-free, uncensored, live chat, and many other member benefits. Once again, it's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shop.
Oh, dude, how fucking funny is that, man?
I wanted to hate you. Right before we started Sandlot, I was like, I love Green Day. Green Day's the fucking...
But how fucking good is that song, man?
Fucking faggot low. But you know what? It's good. It holds up.
Louis, you need to start accepting people. You're so great in every other thing you do. But you need to accept...
I accept people.
Your friends.
What do you mean? First thing, you're not my friend.
We are higher than acquaintances, for sure. We don't hang out.
I mean, it depends on how would you define acquaintance? Define acquaintance for me, please.
I'd say associate.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll say overlord.
Yeah, you're my overlord.
I like the fact that you are my subordinate.
Oh, well, I don't think that's
that
true
sounds
at
disrespectful.
All.
Acquaintance, a person's knowledge or experience.
What the hell no. What?
Hold on, that's not it. A person who knows slightly, but who's not a close friend. Oh. Okay. A contact, associate, connection, ally, a colleague, a confrere. What is that?
Confrere?
Confrere?
Conferee.
Fellow member of a profession, a colleague.
Well.
Okay, almost. I'm your conferee.
You're my conferee.
I'm your conferee. Okay, that's fine.
Brennan Sagalow.
Sagalow,
very happy to have you here.
Thanks
today.
For having
I'm
me,
Pocket
man.
Grams. Pocket Grams is here.
Pocket Grams is here.
How you doing, brother?
I'm tired, man.
What happened? You were late.
Yeah, I was late. I woke up black this morning.
But you were white last night.
Yeah, bro, man. Like, the ones that wake up black, it's rough.
Did they ever do that movie? You know how they did the movie where the girl wakes up, she wishes upon a star that she has a penis?
Yeah, they did that.
And then, I know they did that one, but then they also did the one where, they've done a few father-son switch ones.
Yeah. The Lindsay Lohan one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've done that one, but have they ever done a guy wishes he was black?
They did that on Always Sunny.
They did it.
Yeah.
They didn't wish they were black, but they woke up black.
They all woke up black. Yeah.
Yeah,
really
they
funny.
Woke up black. Yeah.
Nobody would wish for that.
Yeah. No, why would you do that?
It was a voodoo curse by a fucking gypsy.
It's really good. It's a musical. It's The Wiz.
Dude, that's so fucking
funny. And that Little Dicky video where Little Dicky turns into Chris Brown. Chris Brown turns into Little Dicky, and he keeps saying nigga as Chris Brown because that's what you would do as a black guy. Of course.
Yeah. I would do that as a white guy. That's not huge news.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It's Friday. We're going to wrap up this fucking week hard, baby boys. I'm getting a tattoo after this.
What are you getting?
I'm not 100% positive yet, but I'm getting it. It's not, no, I am 100% positive, but I'm not exactly.
He's getting a tattoo.
I'm HIV positive, so I had to sign a special release.
Two pairs of gloves.
Yeah. No, I'm getting... I gave him the concept, which is I want to get something that represents chaos theory, right?
Okay.
And so the only concept that I have is, you know, the double... A double pendulum, the way it swings, that's supposed to represent chaos theory, right? So I want to get a double pendulum and have it, like, fucking create, like, a really cool design in here.
That's going to suck.
Cool.
It's going to suck.
He gives it to you, you're like, stop trying to have tattoos with meanings.
Yeah, he just writes faggot on your forehead.
Every time there's a meaning, it really does stink.
It really sucks. Yeah. Shit you like.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, a mathematical equation or some shit, which would have been kind of, but no, a double pendulum? Like, double how pendulum. Do you represent a double pendulum in a tattoo, dog?
It's going to be a double pendulum, and it's going to draw, like if you've ever seen, you can actually look on YouTube, like, a double pendulum.
He just scribbled. He tried to draw a double pendulum.
Fuck, no, he did cartoon writing.
It looks like scribble.
It's going to be like a double pendulum, you know, with one pendulum and then another pendulum, coming together.
That's what it draws scribble. Like, can you please pull the video.
You're getting a spirograph.
You please. They're making me look stupid again on my own show. I'm sick of it.
I need to see what.
Why are people intimidated by Bobby Kelly, but they come to my show and just mock me to my face?
I'm not intimidated by anyone.
It's like
anymore.
Those puffer fish.
Okay, I understand that. That's
this. Oh, that's cool. Cool. So you're getting that robot dick on your arm?
There's ones that draw a fucking thing. You fucking
okay,
fuck faces.
I'm gonna have to take your word for it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Mm. I do know where it's like a pen that like goes like this, and it's keeps
like
drawing.
The same yeah, it's
thing.
Drawing like different. Yeah, you'll see. Yeah, yeah. You know, if they just pull.
I want something that represents family togetherness. So I'm gonna get a hand turkey.
Okay, so yeah, and then yeah, it creates these like sort of designs, except the design won't disappear. The lines will just keep on being there.
But that's like controlled chaos.
No. It's limited. It only could do but so many directions, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, it's
All right.
I literally hate everybody now. Now I don't want the tattoo.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Do you have any tattoos, Pockets?
I got three tattoos.
What do you got?
I am the Calvary on my wrist because I'm a faggot.
What does that mean? I am the Calvary.
Don't wait for backup. Just depend on yourself as much as you fucking can.
I like
shit.
It. I like a nice inspirational. Like, you know what? I got to look at my own wrist to be inspired.
Yeah, for the most part, and I don't cut it.
Yeah, like, you know what? This isn't the time.
I got my sister's name on my left shoulder.
Do not cut.
Dude,
right there.
But have a serrated dotted line.
Oh no, Eminem has slit here.
Yeah, on his
fucking arm.
Yeah, when I was younger, I wanted to get like the dots with the scissors.
Yeah, of course.
There. Mm-hmm. That was a little fucking goth
dude,
kid.
Fuck yeah, man.
I kind of want it now. I might get it.
I think that's a way better idea.
I'm going to get that and a barcode on the back of my neck.
Or what about, like, you can get it. This is so gothy. You just get, like, a slit right there and have it, like, stitched up.
Ugh.
That
sucks.
And you, but going
with
the right direction.
Like, Nine Inch Nails lyrics.
That's cool.
I hurt myself today. To see
that Johnny Cash?
No, actually,
that's a Johnny Cash
covered.
Yeah.
Nine Inch
Whoa,
Nails. Nigga, that's how
that's
dope
crazy.
Nine Inch Nails is. Yeah.
Whoa, cool.
I know. Say,
there's so many lyrics.
Wait, what's your third,
buddy?
Oh, my third. I got a Nike.
I didn't
check.
Even hear the second.
Sister's name on my shoulder, and I got a Nike check, which was my first tattoo on my right foot.
What is your sister's name?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, thank God.
Yeah,
a horrible like ghetto name.
It was almost no nigga. It was almost Buckets.
Laquisha
Buckets. Laquisha. Yeah, it was almost my sister. I call her Buckets because she's like her best scorer, her basketball team. But yeah, I choose not to put that on my body.
Yeah,
it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Buckets because the balls pop out of her mouth.
Yeah, very much so. I'm going to send her to Thailand to be a professional.
How old is your sister?
10 years younger than me. I'm 30,
oh, wow.
22.
Does she have your name tattooed on her?
No, she does not. Well, I think she might get something like, she might get my, something like Bocios. Like, she might get my name in Spanish on her body. I think.
Well, what was
the
third tattoo?
Nike check on my right foot, which was...
He's got the Nike logo
the
on
Nike,
his foot.
That's
like
cool.
Swoosh. But it's going the wrong direction because I'm a dummy.
it was an accident?
It was...
Make up a story.
Yeah,
don't
tell people it was an accident. Tell people that's on purpose. Like how, you know, an upside down American flag means blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah, you're
blah,
rejecting
blah.
Consumerism.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm doing. I fucked up. It's like... But no,
gotta,
it's weird because...
It's a budget tattoo.
Sneakers... There's Nikes that's out now. Like Travis Scott releases...
He's got the Boost Mobile logo tattooed on his
Fuck
butt.
You.
There it is.
Yeah, but the other direction. Just not... Yeah.
I mean...
It's, you know...
Is it on your foot like that? Like it's on the shoe?
Yeah, it's on the right side of my foot, and then it also says Nike, the word.
No.
Yeah, it does. It does.
No.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I like it.
Why did you get that?
I know,
all my tattoos are stupid.
Yeah.
But at least they're me stupid.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, mine's is the same around the same lines. Because I love Nikes. I only wear Nikes. And also, okay, I like...
Exactly why we thought.
Yeah, no, that's... But the other reason is where the name Nike comes from. The name Nike comes from a Greek goddess of victory. So it's just like, kind of want my life to be victorious. I'm running out of air.
It's all good, man. I'm not making Sagal explain his shit.
Yeah, please explain yours.
Hey, explain yours, Sagal, you fucking loser. What is that shit in your fucking forearm? What is that?
Why are you so mad?
Why are you so mad? Black in front of pockets. You racist.
I'm actually pocket sister.
I'm bucket Sagal.
No, I got a thing. I got this because it looks... None of my tattoos mean anything. Except, you know, and I got this because Billy Joe Armstrong has it. It says Punks.
The same tattoo as Billy Joe Armstrong.
Is that the dude from Green Day?
Because I suck dick.
Okay,
Green Day.
Takes it seriously.
Yeah, I take it seriously. Okay. I have the Kohl's logo on my foot.
The superstore.
I have Marshall's on my...
fuck you, Brett.
I have a Lacoste logo on my chest.
The Cracker Barrel tramp stamp.
Fucking asshole.
I have my buddy's name on my arm, Jacob. Who is still alive.
Wait, huh?
He's alive, and we just thought it would be funny to put it in, like, an octopus. Here's the thing. We thought it would be funny to put it in, like, an octopus and add, like, a pirate hat on it, but the guy did, like, an old-school
Asian
Orlando Bloom pirate hat. So it just looks like I have a fucking dick on my arm.
All right.
It looks like a penis with a man's name on it.
Who was we that came up with?
Him and Jacob.
All right. Did he also get a tattoo?
No, he's Jewish.
Here's what I hate. I have the same story with Dave Smith. It's making me furious that I'm the same hack that fucking dumbass.
We're not so different, you
and I. Bucket Sagalow is. I'll get my buddy's name tattooed on. Yeah. He won't get a tattoo, so I'll get his name.
Uh-huh.
Wait, did you get the half hearts?
Me and Big J both have a half heart.
I'm telling you, Lewis.
Big J's got Dave, and I got Smith.
You and me would have fucking hung out at the mall together.
I know, and I hate
you would have left, and I would have been talked shit about you.
You would have.
I mean, like, that guy fucking stole from Hot Topic every time we're here.
I had a weird thing about stealing from Hot Topic. They would watch... They were not an easy store to steal from. I was master at shoplifting when I was a teenager, till now, currently.
What's the shit that you would usually go after at fucking Hot Topic, though?
Well, I wouldn't steal from Hot Topic because that wasn't the store. I worked at Hot Topic.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
I talked about this in my act, which is it's a true story. Like, they told us in training that if somebody's stealing, you can't actually touch them in any way. You can't grab them. They could sue the store if they get hurt or whatever, so you have to call security. Security has to come. Nobody from the mall can actually put their hands on the person, though. Mm-mm. So as soon as they told me that, I was like, oh, cool. And I just started robbing the mall, like, regularly.
Yeah.
Friends would just steal from the Palisade Center Mall. And we would... Modell's was the big one that we would steal from.
Oh, yeah. I used to steal from fucking Target. I used to take seasons of, like, that 70s show and just take the disc out, put him in my pocket, and walk the fuck out.
That's fucking intelligent.
Yeah.
Nah, like, probably the greatest shit I've ever seen. I had my homie, like, he did two epic ass things. We used to cut school and go to the Toys R Us in Times Square. One day we walk into that motherfucker to play video
games. Stole the dinosaur.
Yeah, we stole the whole
we kidnapped Joffrey, son. Or Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the giraffe.
We kidnapped Jeffrey. We got him in my attic.
The nigga walks up to the cashier.
He
says,
in the basement, his head's in the attic. Long ass motherfucker.
Yo, if you want to see Jeffrey again.
You know where he is. Nah, the nigga, what did he do? He fucking walked up to the cashier and asked for a bag. She gave him the bag. And he just put an Xbox in it and walked out the fucking store.
Whoa. Yeah, because you have to have balls.
Yeah,
Xbox.
No one stopped him. The other dumbass thing he did, he would steal sneakers from, like, shoe walls, but then he learned that all shoe wall sneakers are left feet. So he had to go on a journey to find the right foot, and that's the same size of that shoe, which he never did. But that nigga was gangster. I remember.
I would literally just pull the tags off of shoes. And we worked for a pizzeria, me and my buddy. James Ciccone, we were friends throughout, like, middle school and high school, and we worked for this pizzeria, and the guy who owned the pizzeria would pay us
$25 per pair of sneakers, maybe $30 per pair of sneakers that we would steal, and he would sell them to like his clientele of fucking Guido friends throughout the community, you know. He would sell them for like, you know, they'd be $100, $80 sneakers. He'd sell them for like 50, we'd get 25, he'd get 25, and we would just, you know, move 20, 30 pairs of sneakers a week, right? And but we were just going in because I knew you could just steal. We would just go in. I had a thing for a minute to take off the tags, but we lost it. So we just started going and popping
Jesus
the tags
Christ.
Off.
You were doing it with your fucking hands?
With my hands.
You didn't have a tool?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Just pop it off. And then I would take the sneakers and I would drop it into a bag that I brought into the store with me. So it'd be a different shopping bag from a different store or whatever. And then I would walk out with like eight pairs of sneakers.
How much would
bags.
You get for these sneakers?
25. I already said this, Brendan. So
yeah, 25,
you
can, 35.
You know, 30.
Wait, I'm still amazed at how we went from
can
like.
Can I ask that you say my favorite part of that story?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
It's when you lost all your actual clothes.
Oh, yeah, because to weight the bags, you can't walk in with like, you know, floppy, empty bags.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I took my clothes. And I only owned like two pair of Jenko jeans at the time. Very
Which was your entire world at the time.
I put them in the bottom of the bags. And then I remember one time I got caught and I was walking out and the security guard came up to me and I was like, all right, they can't touch me. So I went to go run, but they can touch the bags. They can grab the stuff. Security guard grabbed both of my bags and I was like,
my Jankos!
Not my good clothes! I'll have to go to school pass.
Take me, but leave the Jankos!
Yeah, dude, they fucking pulled it for me. And I couldn't fight them for the Jankos. I had to run. I remember I was wearing fucking flip-flops, so I'm just running a big... I'm like, as fat as I've ever been, I'm 300 pounds at the time, just clip, 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 running into the parking lot.
Dude, that is so funny, man.
No.
I can only imagine like if they had like an overhead view how slow I looked. It's a fat clop.
Let him go. They're watching you like the hyenas in the Lion King. They're like, you'll be back.
It looked like stop motion photography.
Yeah, it was so bad. But yeah, we used to rob the Modell's blind. We used to, you know, just brazenly. You just got to be brazen. We would go, the mall, all the stores would close at like 10 p.m., but you could still enter the mall late at night. So we would rob the Wishing Well regularly. And we would, all of the kiosks, you could, basically the way the kiosks work is like a fucking big, heavy cloth bag comes down from the, it goes over the kiosk.
Yeah, like a car.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes down and they lock it at the bottom, but and it's sort of tight at the bottom, but you could fucking reach your hand.
Can you cut that fucking thing?
You can cut it, but it didn't even need to. You reach your hand up under and just grab whatever little fucking doodads you want. So I just grab fucking like,
you just have like ceramics a handful for no of reason.
So many phone cases.
No, like, just to steal from
it's really face lotion. Come here.
Yeah.
But it was just to steal. I don't. There's a thrill in stealing. There was a thrill.
I got banned from Six Flags for a year for
was
stealing.
You still good times?
I stole just, one of the flags.
I stole the old guy. Yeah. Me and my friends, we hopped out of a van and grabbed
the old
guy.
That's what Pocket says. He just steals the mascots from everybody. Oh, motherfucker, get in the car. Get
this
in the car.
This means something to me, nigga.
Stop dancing, son.
No, I was just like shoplifting, and I told my friend, I was bragging about it, and I got a tap on my shoulder, and they were like, come with me.
What did you steal?
Shot glass, fucking bracelets, like anything, any small
only
thing.
Only things that they sell at Six Flags.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Water cup, koozie,
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I wasn't stealing
I got a plasma TV. I got a Dr. Seuss hat.
I stole one of the roller coasters. That was hard. I stole the Superman ride.
I got an oversized Powerpuff Girl.
Buttercup.
So.
I got banned. But I had blue hair at the time, so.
There's no way they could. How would they know?
Yeah. They wouldn't know. They would never know.
I was banned from the Palisade Center Mall for not even stealing. We thought maybe we were going to steal. I don't even know what it was. Security started following us around the mall because we're shady motherfuckers, right? And
how many was in your crew?
A few.
A few.
But we were just being like dicks. I don't even know what it was. We just regularly
ransacked. Did you guys have a name for your group? Like, you know how like.
We're the Bloods.
Really?
Yeah, we were the Bloods.
Fuck off.
The Rockland County Bloods. Me, Dave Green, John Hickey.
Wow.
Yeah. The only white members of the Bloods.
Scary Bloods.
Did any of y'all have a nickname? It was just y'all was just out there with your government, just rocking hard.
Yeah, no. John. Dave Green. Okay. Call him Davey sometimes, Davey. You know? Yeah. They'd call me Lou Dog.
D A W G.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, we were, how it's spelled on his arm. We were, D-O-G-G.
We were walking. I have it covered up.
D-O-double-G.
We were walking.
Double jizzy.
We were walking through the mall and security started following us. So we were like, I was like, let's throw them off and run in opposite directions. All of us. All
scatter!
That's what we did. For no reason. We weren't even doing anything. We just wanted to fuck with the security guards. And we just fucking ran in opposite directions, and you know they fucking. Of course, I'm a fat kid, mm-hmm. and I'm like,
it's just, like, it's the Bloods, get them.
And yeah, they banned us. I don't even know what the reason was.
But how can they enforce it?
They didn't. I go to that mall all the time. I perform there.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, they're not going to come up to you at Levity Live and be like,
excuse me, sir.
Are you Lou Dog from the Blood?
The Bloods.
I love the idea that there's pictures of comedians on the wall in there, and then just in another room, there's another picture of Lewis on that wall. It's also his headshot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, there was a major thrill in just sort of being a punk ass.
Dude.
Just like.
You ever used to rob people, my nigga? Like, fuck robbing a store. You ever used to just straight up rob a nigga?
No, I never did.
No, I always hated that. My friends would do that.
I would go with the homies and they would go rob niggas.
Your fat ska friends would rob people?
I didn't hang out with fat ska kids.
Yeah, you did.
No,
you
didn't.
Were a fucking fat ska
kids. There was like two fat ska kids.
Yeah, no, and no cool people hang out with two fat ska kids.
He dropped his wallet. Pick it up. Ska humor.
Scott stinks, and
no, we would.
Nobody's
believing
that
you
and your fucking.
Shut the fuck up, Lewis. Let me tell the story.
No, I don't want to hear it. Cut his mic. His fucking.
All right, fine.
His tight fucking plaid pants.
You
suck a dick.
I hated Scott. I was more of a pop punk kind of guy, which is still gay, but whatever.
Gayer, maybe.
It's
go
ahead,
gayer. Go tell the story.
No, you missed out on a great story.
I don't like how that, like, I do that. Like, that's my thing that I do. Stop being me or stop trying to be me.
I'm not being you.
Stop trying to be me.
I'm not trying
you're
to be you.
You're regularly just look at the way you're saying this. Look at that.
Nigga, get your
confrey. There are other people in this world.
Get your confrey in fucking check, my friend. Get your confrey in check.
I know, confrey. Relax.
I like this. I like this new nickname. Buckets confrey.
That's your porn name, baby boy. Buckets confrey.
No, one of my buddies used to sell weed and... You know how that goes. They would fucking take the money and just bounce anytime.
What do you mean?
Oh, they would tell
someone
them they would.
Oh, your friend would get robbed, you're here. Saying?
No, my friend would rob.
Your friends were being robbed.
No, my friends would rob people. So they would order weed, and then when they would
the weed
take
guy
the money
came.
And drive away. It's shit like that. Like, we weren't fucking robbing people at gunpoint.
Okay, yeah. So somebody would come to buy weed from your friend, and then when they just bounce. Yeah, that one is a classic. I'd never done that either.
I always hated that. That was so
scumbag.
That's
been done to me before.
What,
have you robbed people pockets?
I've gone out with homies, but I would always be on the outskirts just watching them do it because it'd be like five niggas jumping some old Spanish dude that just came out the bank that just cashes checks.
He said white and then he stopped himself
because
he wanted to be more progressive. It's everywhere. It's all around us, dude. The SJW culture, even
now.
In the fucking gang members who are robbing people. He's like, well, hold on. It was a Hispanic man.
Yo, let's go. Spanish man. Like niggas used to go out like during like winter and go rob niggas for their bubbles and their leather jackets. Jackets and shit like that.
But
it would be weird because it'd be five of us robbing one nigga for a jacket, and then they would have to figure out who gets to keep the jacket, who we're gonna sell it to, or some shit like that.
Yeah, people would steal people's shoes. I lived in the middle, like where I wasn't robbed and I wasn't robbing people.
Okay,
I wasn't the guy.
Person?
No, I'm a piece of shit. I just wasn't the guy to rob. You weren't gonna pick me, even if I'm not saying I could beat up five guys. Okay, what I'm saying is
nobody wanted a pair of fucking size 48 Jenko and flip flop. You had a useless wardrobe.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm walking through a bad area, just typically, like, what I'll get is like an alpha thing where people will stare me down, like, and kind of look and see if they can get a reaction sometimes.
Right.
But not really that much. I sort of like, you sort of put an energy out there. But I've never been robbed. I've never really been fucked with, like, walking through like a bad neighborhood.
You've never got jumped before. That you didn't set up yourself.
I've ever been jumped.
Yeah.
Just like randomly?
Yeah.
I fought two people a couple times.
Okay, that makes
sense.
That's
not being jumped.
Nah,
that's me trying to fight people.
Okay,
and I happen to fight two of them.
That's fair.
And once again, not even trying to sound tough, these were pussies.
Yeah.
It was two guys going like, please, no, we don't want any part of this. I was like, don't jump me. Please, sir, please.
Shit. It's no fun. Yeah, it's no fun. They're not fighting back.
Yeah, I'm not. No, yeah, I've never been jumped like that. I've never been like just, or at the very least, I've never been. There was like a, there's been, anytime I've been into fights, it's been typically because of like a beef or a thing. Mm-hmm. It's not because I'm walking down the street, somebody goes, oh, look at that guy, let's fuck with him.
Yeah.
People pick and choose their targets. It's a bully mentality. No matter, when you pull it back a little bit and look at what it is, it's the same reason why a bully in a playground will pick on a smaller kid, right? And right. The kid that punches him in the face typically doesn't get fucked with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they just sort of sense that at the very least, it's going to be a fight.
Yeah, you know? Nah, it would be least, something that they would have to deal with.
Yeah, they could just wait for Sagalo to come by. Just give it a few minutes.
Slap him in the back of the fucking
yeah,
neck.
Yeah, I'm walking around with my money stapled all over me.
Like Zach,
yeah. Oh, no, I have to walk through Harlem with the money stapled to me.
That's how Zach avoids. That's how he came up with that act. He was trying to avoid being robbed, so he's acting crazy. Says, you want my money? You want my money?
But it's just dollar bills. Yeah. It's not even worth it.
I got pootie tanged on the F platform.
What
once.
Does that mean?
I got hit with a belt buckle from behind. God.
So funny. What? Just to rob you?
No, didn't rob me anything. Just because I
just
mean,
took your asshole.
I had a skirt on.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. And yeah, some fucking ghetto dude took his belt. I didn't see any of it from behind.
So you don't even know what color he was.
I saw him run away.
Very quick, just very fast.
Very quick, very white palms. Yeah. And took his belt off. And
he must have been black. There's no way a white man could have
moved that fast. Huge belt buckle. Completely, my eye was shut for like 3 days.
Oh, that's fucked up.
He fucking hit me so hard and ripped. Didn't rob me anything. I think it was just
he just was jealous of your skirt.
Yep.
Ew, nigga. Drunk.
Yep, pretty much. But it fucking sucked too.
Nigga, you gross. Clunk.
What kind of belt buckle was it? Did
no
you,
fucking
you know?
Huge one. No,
did you have like a fucking Gucci thing right at your eye?
This is a big LV in his face.
It fucking hurt like a motherfucker. Fuck, I didn't go down.
You didn't go down?
Hurt.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't see. No.
Okay. All right.
But then I couldn't because he broke my glasses, so I couldn't see where he went. So it wasn't even like I could bother trying to find him.
Did you never replace your glasses?
My glasses are always broken.
Did he say anything when he hit you? Was he like,
nope,
fucking
bitch, nigga?
And just
nope.
Just fucking
just hit you.
Out. Put some pants on, clunk.
And it, wow, that shit hurts.
Nah,
fuck, dude.
When things happen unexpectedly like that, it's very fucking painful because you're not braced for it at all. So like he could have knocked you all the way the fuck out, but he wasn't built like that. So thankfully, yeah, you just got your face fucked up.
Yeah, no, my friends weren't. I was a very weird kid.
Were you the weird one?
I was a weird kid. I was like, you know, I had friends who were like thuggy. I grew up very poor, and I grew up in like a hood area of the suburbs.
Where are you from again, nigga?
Rockland County, New York.
Where's that?
West Havishaw, I'm from.
Okay.
West Havishaw, New York, which is like an hour and 15 minutes north of here.
By the Palisades Mall.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know why. Every time you said Palisades, I kept thinking Pasadena. I don't know why.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have no idea.
But yeah, it was just the suburbs. It was like the hood in the suburbs. But it was like mixed. It was black, Hispanic kids. So I grew up with those as all my friends. And then like when I got into high school and like middle school, high school, I had a few friends that were like white, but I sort of embraced my white friends in high school. That's sort of when I started to get my identity as a white man.
You sound like my cousin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I joined a band. I like grew out my hair. I used to wear eyeliner.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Me too. We're not so different. You and
stop
I.
Stop trying to be me. Yeah.
I'm not Brendan, trying to be you.
You're trying to be me on the show every day.
I'm relating to you.
Look the way you're sitting. You're my mannerism.
What are you talking about?
Look at the way you're
sitting
doing
on a chair.
That's the way that I talk.
Okay. I mean,
except
what
I'm
am I supposed
more,
to do?
I'm more confident.
Can y'all just fuck already? Like, I'm sick of watching this shit.
No.
Please.
No.
I don't fuck Mexicans.
I don't fuck
men. Yes,
I
did at the same time.
I took it real seriously. Hey, I don't fuck men. Who'd you hear that from?
How tall are you, Brendan?
Fucking 5'6".
Stop acting like you don't know your height. You're 40
like
years
five,
old.
Six, five, seven.
Think about it. You got to index
everything
it.
I say. You're gonna yell at me
just
about?
Just be confident. Just say it. Say your height.
How
tall are you?
5'9", some change.
Shut the fuck up. No, because he you said. He's not even 5'9". He's just, are you taller than me?
Yeah, I'm taller than you.
All right, well, whatever.
You just said 5'6", 5'7".
I'm like 5'7", okay?
That's like a
5'6".
5'6", 5'7". I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I'm not talking about it all the time.
That's what men with small dicks say. Like, I don't know, 6-7 inches. Like,
it's
you
okay.
know exactly, son.
No, it's like, it's
what does your driver's
small.
License say, Brendan?
5'7".
Okay. Let me see.
No. No, let's see.
Give me.
5'7", suck my dick.
You didn't even know. Let me see.
You think I'm handing you my driver's license, you psychopath?
It says 5'7".
Fuck off. It says 5'7".
Let me see.
Show pockets.
Okay, yeah, no. Sure. What we'll do, because I don't want any of you fucking criminals
I don't
want to
know where the fuck you live. Hold on.
5'7". Get.
No, hey.
Can you zoom in? Actually, wait. No.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know what the fuck. Why would I do that?
Why won't you let us see the ID?
5'7", my man.
5'7", suck my fucking dick.
Shannon, is that too short?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
I'm a heightist. Like, I have a thing. But that's from my own personal experience.
Are you the same
height as
Shannon?
Every time I come in here,
I'm 5'1". I'm very short.
So Brendan would be, you'd look up to him. You'd fucking.
No, I need like at the
she
very,
wears heels.
The
she
very least 5'9".
5'9". This one.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. And some change, again.
And some change.
5'9", a bag of hot Cheetos.
Dude, I just read about the guy who invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and he is the you of the fast food industry.
Oh, really? Why? What did he do?
He was a janitor at the Cheetos company. Went and
fought
put together,
the CEO.
Put together a plan on how to sell Cheetos to Spanish people, invented it himself, marketed it himself. They did a test, and he went and bought them all himself.
Wait, is that where Chester Cheetah comes from?
Wait, what? That's the gay Chester Cheetah?
He was a fucking janitor.
Wait, is Chester Cheetah Spanish?
He was a janitor.
But he bought all the. What do you mean he bought all
they
the?
They tried it in like test markets, and he sent his family to go buy all the Flamin' Hot Cheetos so that they would be sold out.
Yeah, I get it.
And they were like, "Oh yeah, these
How
are killing it."
How many family members does he have?
He's Mexican. Fucking 500.
Jesus Christ! And like,
but he basically was like, "This is what Spanish people eat," and he did the shit they put on elote, the corn.
Uh huh.
And they're like, "This would be the Spanish snack." But fucking janitor to like.
And by the way,
vice
Hispanic people don't
company.
Give a shit. Black people love hot Cheetos. Mm-hmm. That's who's eating hot Cheetos.
I don't particularly like hot Cheetos.
That's some self-hating black shit.
Nah, it was like.
But he went from janitor to vice president.
But hold on, but you made
he's
it sound
vice
like
president
he's a vice president
Cheetos?
Of Cheetos.
You made it sound like he created hot Cheetos. Though.
He did. He came
he
up with
the flavor.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but are you sure that he had his family members go buy it? Because I feel like he would keep that part a secret.
Yeah, hot Cheetos the movie.
That was in the article.
Janitor created one of America's most popular snacks. All right, I'll give it up to the nigga.
Whoa.
He is the you of the snack industry.
It's incredible.
Were you a janitor?
You know, real estate of the week nominee, right there. Put him down.
Yeah, Lewis was the janitor here.
I started putting hot sauce on the table. Cool. This is cool, right? And that's how I work my way through the ranks.
Man.
So, being short is a problem in society. I know there's a Reddit r/short. Pull that Reddit up. Reddit.com/r/short.
Oh, I almost got shot by the cops last Wednesday. I think everyone should know that.
Why?
What did you do?
I didn't do a fucking thing, bro.
How'd you wake up?
Black, unfortunately.
But that'll do it.
No, I had the cops calling me 2 days in a row by the same person. The first day, I told someone that was... He heard me tell someone else... Yo, get that nigga in check, bro. I'm going to kill that nigga. And he called the cops.
I've been there before. I've had people, they don't understand how...
Emotions were?
No, we don't mean kill, you idiot.
Yeah, no.
We mean beat up badly.
Yeah, like really bad, like profusely. Like,
yeah.
But like, he called the cops on me.
Fucking literal dickheads. Can't even speak passionately anymore.
Yes, judge. I said I would kill him. But what I meant...
That's what I said to the cop. So, bro, I said that shit and then I get a call.
You shouldn't have admitted that. That's the problem. You admitted guilt. You fucked up.
So fucking Nate calls me. He's like, "Hey, Pockets, can you
come in?"
Putting
the bullets in the gun. Go ahead. So what'd you say?
Nate calls me and says, like, yo, podcast, can you come fill in on a podcast? I was like, yeah, sure. So I take a shower, change my clothes. I'm putting my sneakers on, look out my window. A cop car pulls up, and the cops start walking towards my crib. I'm like, three niggas in my house sell crack. So I'm like, they're not here for me.
Right.
So I take my weed plant off my windowsill, put it on the ground. Close my curtain, walk out my door, put my key in my lock, my nigga. As I put my key in my lock, this nigga comes to the stairs with two cops. There he is! His name, he said he gonna kill me! His name is Patrick Graham! I was like, Jesus.
Pockets.
Well, yes, well, that's, I'm just paraphrasing.
Oh, man.
But now I look at him like, oh my God, like, officer, I'm sorry, I don't have time for this right now. I gotta go record.
I gotta get
record.
To a podcast.
I gotta go, I said this shit, I gotta listen, record a podcast.
Listen, sir, I'm obviously running late right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm running late,
sir,
nigga.
I have to make it to Girls Gotta Eat.
Guys, we fest. No fucking, so, but he, and then he starts, yeah. The cop goes, can you go outside, sir? One cop goes outside with him. The other one stays inside with me. I close the door. He goes, what's going on? I'm going, we having some court disputes. And I said something to him in anger. He goes, did you say you're going to kill him? And I go, yes. He goes, you can't say that. I go, I apologize. Sir, I'm running late. Can I go? He goes, I get it. Opens the door. Your partner, he has to go to work and just lets me go off.
He lets you
the-
go.
He goes,
off into the sunset, bro.
He goes, I got to make it to a podcast. He goes, I get it.
No, he really fucking
gives you the skank hands.
Yeah, I get it. The next day, he gets the same thing I call the cops on me, gets into an argument with someone else in the house. And he goes to that dude. He goes, you know what? Suck my dick. And he go, oh, word? So he goes to his room, grabs his 38, comes back out, and bangs it into the sky next to the nigga and says, don't you ever fucking disrespect
me,
nigga.
Whoa.
This is so completely different from the way I live my life.
Are these your roommates?
These are niggas that live in my house. They're not my roommates. They're, like, everyone has their own room. It's a tenant situation. It's a halfway house I used to manage. Now the bank has bought it, and we're all getting bought out.
Okay, all right, yeah. Pockets is way more ghetto than he comes off.
Oh, well, Johnson.
I'm telling you, Pockets comes off as, like, just a normal fucking nice guy, and he's got people shooting guns in his home.
In my house,
week,
nigga.
That's
this week.
Crazy.
Yeah, bro.
So he shoots the gun in the home.
And no, he shoots it outside into the sky, but next to the nigga. He's like, don't you ever disrespect me, nigga. And then he walks back in the house.
It's funny, you're telling the story. You agree with the guy who shot the gun.
Oh, yeah, nah. I was like, yeah, don't you.
His and then, is, don't tell
logically,
he shot a gun into the sky.
Into the sky. But no, and then he called the cops, and he deserved to call the cops that time, I would say. And the nigga's like, you know, the motherfucker's like, And he's like, they're trying to kill me. They got a gun. I'm upstairs when the gunshot happened. So I didn't think it was a gunshot. I thought something heavy fell over. So, like, another nigga in the house comes upstairs. He goes, yo, there's cops outside. I'm like, nigga, there's always cops outside. He goes, like, no, motherfucker, there are cops outside.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God. Wow.
All right, so I walk down the stairs, and all these niggas is filthy. So I go, yeah, I'll turn around. I'm like, yo, if y'all got something y'all don't want to be found, figure it out, yo. I'll go handle these niggas. I go in my room to look outside. There are five cop cars outside, 22 uniforms, five detectives, and a deputy inspector in front of my crib. I'm like, oh, this is like cops outside.
Yeah.
And one of the uniforms sees me in my window and waves me out. So I go to my front door. I start calling someone. I don't know who I was calling. I was calling someone. Open my front door slowly. Put my
Black
left
people really do have a thing where they have to get on the phone when they're dealing with cops.
Yeah. Just, I
don't know what it is.
I don't know
I
who.
See videos all the time of it. It's like, no, yo, this cop's up at my like, put the phone down. You're going to be shot to death. I'm telling you right now. Don't give me an excuse. Have nothing in your hands.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't be fucking not paying attention to what they're saying so there can be some sort of miscommunication.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look, I don't like cops. I've been arrested.
I get
I'm
it.
On your side.
I
I'm
get
just
it.
Telling. I'm
hey, Jussie, you can talk to your manager later.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, just giving you advice on how to live. There's that great Chris Rock sketch from the Chris Rock Show back in the day. You can pull that up. We played it on the show years ago.
How to not get your ass beat
not,
by the police.
Yeah, or how to not get shot. Or,
oh, yeah.
It's so fucking funny and it's so true.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it in a second. Finish the story, but I would love I'll watch it again. Who cares if we're
fuck
repeating
it.
Content?
Man, no,
go fuck yourself. It was great.
Yeah.
No, so the cop waves me out. And so I go to my front door. I'm on the phone. And then I open my door slowly. And as soon as I open my door, I put my left hand in the air. The fucking uniform closest to my staircase, the nigga sees me come out the crib, pulls the gun all the way out his holster, and I go, phone, left hand, calm down. He goes, slowly puts it back into the fucking holster. Then they put
wait,
like,
you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Just kidding.
Yo, he didn't pull it up, but he was just like, okay. All right,
that's
all right.
Crazy.
He seems calm. And it's like, yeah, I didn't get flustered. I'm like, if I get shot, I hope, nigga, I don't have to do nothing tomorrow. Perfect.
Okay. Oh my God.
But yeah, that's how I feel. Niggas is like, I don't really give a fuck.
That's what the cop was thinking.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's dark. Get him.
I don't know about you guys, but I'd probably tell that person to hold on a second before out.
No, Ken, I told this story to Ken. He says, this story is terrible.
No, the story's good. The story's
good. Yeah, I feel comfortable in
it. It's terrifying.
No, but so they start searching the crib. They don't have a warrant, so they ask our permission to search the house, right?
Anytime somebody says warrant, can you please just say, "Hit, she's my cherry pie"? That should be the moment where it's like, she's my cherry pie. No, no, and that's it. We have to have fucking words that trigger fun stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on. Let's practice it.
Wait. You ready, Shannon?
All right.
Wait, Shannon?
I have to find the point of the song first.
Okay.
All right.
So we can edit all this stuff. We'll make this good. This is the thing.
So we have to sit in silence while it's...
Just cue me. It's going to be worth it.
It's going to be so good.
Okay.
It's going to be so fucking good. Watch, dude. It's going to be crazy.
I love a good drop.
I know. I'm a fan of drops.
Me too.
Okay. So Pockets, anyway, you were saying what was the issue now? What didn't they have?
Oh, so like now that I'm sitting with them, they are allowed. They ask to search the house, but they don't have a warrant.
Good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool.
Have it ready to go. Anytime a black man is in this studio,
chances are they will say warrant.
Without fail.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Warrant? All right, cool.
So, yeah, anyway, they didn't have a warrant.
No, they didn't have a warrant, so they asked permission to search the crib. They looked for the gun. It was the most casual searching for a gun I've ever seen. Because I ended up in two of the dude's rooms, and nothing was tossed. Shit was still, the bed was made. It looked like they just walked in, lift up a pillow, was like, no gun here, open the drawer.
Did they find the gun?
Wow.
No, because he got rid of it. But, yeah, and then leaving.
This podcast is literally just evidence now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, without fail.
Complete confession, ratting his friends out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Friends.
Roommates. I don't know these niggas. Housemates.
Tenants.
Whatever they are. That's but, crazy.
No, and then they leave the house. Not 25 seconds after they leave, one of the dudes that lives upstairs, he's standing there with no shirt on, jeans, shorts, and sneakers. The door closes. 25 seconds later, he pulls an 8-ball of crack out his ass. And I was just like, Jesus, this is hilarious.
Let's party.
Yeah, let's do this, guys.
It's that guy who lives there now.
Oh, man. I would love that guy to live there.
It's just Jeffrey and the old guy from
Six Flags.
They're now in the halfway house.
So that was my Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow. What did I have asked you to pull up before Pockets got into that story?
We were talking about the short guy.
Yeah, short guy.
We were
short.
What, the bagel guy?
Our short, yeah.
Wow. We really got ADD right there.
I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, where's the ADD drop?
Will I grow?
Come on, Shannon. When you know... All you got to do is hit it.
That's
it.
What did you say, nigga?
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about? Who are you talking to? Marijuana affects the memory.
Happens. Here, this is Will I Grow posts. I've been removing a lot of posts asking this lately. This is just a reminder that these things are better addressed with your physician and not Redditors who are often a source of a great deal of misinformation. That said, here are a few facts. So people are posting regularly in the r/short Reddit asking if they'll ever grow.
They won't.
Which is a sad... So when you hit enter on that post...
That really is sad.
How are you... Like, it's... You are... I mean, Jesus Christ, dude.
Just fucking so sad.
Just click.
And it's just a big no.
The answer's no. How old are you? Are you not... Are you over the age of 18?
Will I grow? I'm 32 years old.
Are there cases of like late stage growth in a person? Like the motherfucker gets to 22 and he still gets an inch.
If you're a really short guy, I didn't realize how much of it affect people because I would have always traded being fat for
a bigger dick.
No, I'm saying anything for a bigger
being
dick.
Fat and tall.
But I would say I would give up my height for just not having to worry about being in shape.
Mm-hmm.
But when I talk to women or short guys about it, they're like, no,
No. Don't fucking do that. Because it's like, it's a major problem.
Well, as someone who's 5'7".
Somebody who's both fat and short.
Someone who's both, yeah, small and short. The only problem, the only time when it's annoying is when you're surrounded by people that are tall and they're all talking and you're like, yeah. You're like, yeah.
You're at a concert.
Christ, yeah.
And there's a lot of even the concert white guys.
Anytime there's something on top of the fridge.
I can't see Billy Joe Armstrong.
This sucks, guys.
Yeah, wait. I go on my friend's shoulders.
Is it like when you go to a concert? Is it like, remember when we were kids and you would go into like the department store and like Macy's and go in between like the clothing like racks and like it was like sort of like just
I
legs?
Did that when I was a kid and they had to close the store. They had to do the shutdown where they lock the doors and don't let people in or out. Yeah, I hid from my mom.
You hid under a skirt?
I hid in a
clothing
rack.
And you knew they
were
looking for you?
No, I didn't know. I thought I was just hiding from my mom.
You thought you were playing hide and seek and being awesome at it?
Yeah, and they did like the security, like no.
Your mom's hyperventilating on the floor. She thinks her kid's being fucked.
They make an announcement. They're like, we're looking for a man who looks like a clown that melted in Marshalls.
I mean, that every minute that my son would be missing, I would assume that he's being brutally raped.
Okay.
It would fucking, it would be so, I mean, you know, being in Disney with my son the other day, his mom's crazy too. Like,
did you just get back from Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't disappear. I'm talking about like, I said we were going to be on the grass. Let's say we were on a square of cement, right? And I said that we're going to be on the grass over there. And he just got turned around. He went to the grass right there. But I'm talking about like 8 feet that way versus 8 feet that way. He's not gone. We're talking about, it's just a moment of like, you go.
You look where you thought he was.
And he's not there. He's not there. And he has the same moment where he goes, Mom, like, you know.
Yeah.
But his mom like fucking lost it. She's like, I was like, all right, first of all, relax. Okay. Yeah. He's fine.
Does
okay?
the fucking
it's Disney World.
What's the worst that could happen?
Does that one scene Minority Report really fuck with you? Where like he comes out the pool, his son is like gone.
I didn't see Minority Report since I've had a child.
Okay, fair.
But yes, movies like that will fuck with me. Yeah. Like the scene in even the new Avengers.
Oh, when the kid just disappeared.
Where he's with his daughter teaching her the bow.
And he doesn't see it happen.
Yeah, well, that got me. I was like, oh shit, dude. Yeah. Imagine that. Your kid's just gone. Oh my God.
Did everybody?
Thanos is just raping him.
It's inevitable.
I am inevitable.
Gonna come. It's inevitable. Did you finally the boy pussy stone?
It's in the palm.
Did your group have like walkie talkies or anything? Anything that you could give to?
No, our group was seven people. It wasn't anything crazy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah, we weren't.
Why would you have walkie talkies? You have a cell phone.
Well, like to give.
Well, my son's old enough that he knows that if he were, like, he knows my number by heart. He knows his mother's number by heart. Mm-hmm. And if he were to get lost for a second, he knows to go to an employee at a public place. Like, you know, specifically, we've talked to him and had the conversation for some reason. If he ever did get lost, what to do. And he knows our numbers. And also, they have those magic bands at Disney with his, like, everything is on this band. It's like
you can locate your child through that fucking band?
I guarantee you can. That's I guarantee creepy, you they have GPS technology in it for kids. Crazy. I mean, it's just. I'm sure that happens. How often do you think that happens at Disney?
So many.
Oh.
Because it's an entire...
Because it's sensory overload for them, too.
You forget how many people are actually at Disney World.
Well, you forget how big Disney... You don't realize how big Disney is. I had always thought of Disney World like a big Six Flags. That's what I thought it was.
Bigger. It's a city.
Yeah, it's bigger than
It is bigger than most big
Magic
cities.
Magic Kingdom itself has 5-6 different, like...
Sections.
Space land. Yeah. Fucking jungle land.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Is Epcot still a thing?
I didn't go to Epcot. It is
Epcot
still a thing
fucking
though.
Rules, dude.
Yeah. Didn't go to Epcot. We went to Magic Kingdom. We went to Animal Kingdom. We went MGM. To the water park, which was fucking dope. Oh, we didn't go to MGM.
The water park's the best part.
The water park was fucking.
I didn't
dope.
Like Animal Kingdom. It was too fucking gross.
I don't like Animal Kingdom.
Sweaty
either.
And gross.
But that Yeti ride.
The water park,
that
the
roller coaster.
I just put that one on my Instagram. You can pull up that picture of us on the Yeti ride.
Oh, it's awesome,
dude! It's really good. My son is way more daring than I thought he would be. He did the Yeti ride. He did Tower of Terror. He's six. When I was 6 years old, I remember. You remember at Rye Playland the rainbow ride where it's just you're sitting on a cloud, you're sitting on a poofy cloud, and then it goes around and they go whoa, and that's it. I remember when I was like eight. 8 years old, my sister took me on that ride, and I was holding onto the bars for dear life, trying not to cry in front of it as everyone just laughed at me. I was dude, I was that zero gravity to this day, it just fucks me up. I get genuinely terrified.
I think there's something to be said for dinky carnival rides over Disney rides because they just feel scarier.
Yeah,
because Disney rides, like, this is the best technology has to offer with people that are engineers to do this.
Yeah.
Carnival rides, like, dude, some meth head put this together with a fucking screwdriver and then fucked off.
And you're hearing the stress of the metal, like,
exactly. It's just rusted, just
like a gravitron drop.
You hear that sound when, like, a cable breaks?
Yeah. You ever see that video where, like, a guy goes on a roller coaster and he picks up, like, a nut? Like, he picks up, like, a big screw and he's like, this just came out of your chair, man. And then they shoot him off. Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
That's the greatest moment for a fucking ride ever, bro.
Dude, it's well, I mean, that's so horrifying. Like, you're trying to do this for fun and then, like, you get decapitated because you have a fucking, thing doesn't go down two clicks the right way. Yeah. Here, let me say.
Sir? Out of your seat?
Oh,
this came out
of
your
seat. Oh, no! Greatest ride of all time. I remember this moment for the rest of his fucking life.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Oh my god.
Was he fucking with him or really
he
did?
Fucking with him. Dude, he has multiple brand new videos ball. Where he does that to people.
Oh my god.
Sorry, this just came out of your chair.
His timing is great.
I know, dude. I know.
That is the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I am going to Six Flags just to do this to my friends. That is one of the fucking funniest.
He, like, there's some videos where he, like, throws it on the ground so it goes bang. And he's like, this just came out of your chair.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, fuck me. That's great.
Yeah. So funny.
Oh. I didn't fuck with the rides in Disney when I went there as a child, bro. Yeah. Like, they should. Like,
how old were you?
I was 12.
Yeah.
Nah, like,
you weren't into rides.
I'm not a roller coaster fan at all, but, like, I remember going on the Jaws ride and the Jurassic Park ride. Those shits traumatized me because the way you finish Jurassic Park, you go through the legs of the T-Rex.
Yeah, I know. You
and
that
I'm
drop.
Just like, what the fuck?
My son went last year to Universal, and that would he loved
That's
it. It's terrifying.
Terrifying.
And I like, do Tower of Terror is a legitimately scary ride.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what you want to say. Tower of Terror, that's a scary fucking ride.
Yeah.
Not only is it scary, like, the imagery is legitimately creepy. Like, the eyeball that's, like, looking at you and you're going through this thing.
The workers there have to be like, hello. They have to be creepy.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I've heard that the people that work there late at night when the park closes, they do Tower of Terror with the lights off.
Oh, my God.
That's, well, what happens in Tower of Terror is... At one point, so you go through this whole thing, you're on it. I thought Tower of Terror was simply, you see this at a lot of corner rides, it's just a drop, right? Yes. It's not. You go through this whole thing. Oh, they have a ride.
It pushes you out the building, right?
That's so
it brings
cool.
you back in, and then you fucking gravity
Dude,
drop.
You keep on doing your gravity drop, though. Yeah. So then some are longer than others. You don't know exactly how long the drop's going to be.
It's not a set thing?
Dude, it's jarring. And I'm sure it is set, but you don't know riding it. Until you ride it a few times, you're not going to know exactly how many times you're bouncing, how many times you're going up. And then at one point, you go up, and it opens up, and you're in this weird library, and it goes down. And then it opens up again, and it's an eyeball looking at you. Then it goes down. Then it goes up. And then it opens up, and you're outside.
Yeah.
And you're outside, and then you're like, then it drops down.
Oh, my God.
And my son loved it.
Holy That's great.
He's so six.
That was MGM.
No, that was...
That's Disney. Tower of Terror's Disney.
I thought they changed that ride.
Yeah, Tower of Terror's in MGM.
Is it MGM?
It's right by the... Rock and Roller Coaster, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that where MGM. I went? MGM? Is that what that one was?
About right, yeah. I thought it was Universal, but...
It says Universal on the YouTube clip.
Yeah.
No, that's not... Tower of Terror is not Universal. Tower of Terror, because we didn't go to Universal this time. I thought it was just a different town. Did they call MGM something different?
They just called... No. They just called MGM Studios.
Okay. Well, I went to MGM.
And that's where... Oh, no.
So I'm disappointed.
I thought it was called something different, but anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it was fucking crazy. It was really fun. My son loves it. I want to bring him to... Is there any sort of, like, rating system? Like, what's more terrifying? Like, Tower of Terror versus, like, other roller coasters? Because going on fucking loops, it shouldn't freak him out. He's terrified about going on a loop. And I'm like, the loops aren't the issue.
Yeah.
The fucking zero gravity, the long, like, 7-second drop where you just, you know, you start, like...
Your stomach, you feel nothing.
It's so much fun. The roller coasters are so much fun.
There's this new ride that I saw where it's like, remember the you sit in like a chair, it's like a swing, but like, and then it just starts spinning you. This one takes you up, as it takes you up, it drops you into this in your seat. Out of the fucking circle, and then like you start, you're just spinning. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. You know what ride is like terrifying? Mm-hmm. The one where like you're in the chair spinning because you. I hear multiple stories of people that just get like thrown onto the highway from that fucking. Wait. You know that fucking ride with the chain? Because that's it.
That's the one I'm talking about. Like the chain spin,
the scramble,
and then it spins you. Yeah. But this one, like, they have that, but they modified it where it takes you further up, and then when you're in the sky, it drops you.
I know what you're talking about.
In the seat.
I know what you're talking about. It's like almost like a thrilling version of that swing ride.
Yeah.
The swing ride, you sort of like, oh, I'm high. This one actually does a drop.
It does some weird, creepy shit.
That's terrifying. He's six. I don't know if he's old enough for these rides at Six Flags just yet. But
if you can do the scariest roller coasters. In North America.
12 scariest roller coasters. What are they?
Kingdom Ka. Definitely one of them.
Kingdom Ka. I've never been on it because it's always been shut down every time I've ever been on it.
The Superman one should be on this list where it's like it's a perfect fucking
Superman one, people die on all the time.
Wait, how do people die in the Superman one? People don't die on the Superman one all the time.
The one that's not a...
You're just saying that.
Yeah, I just say things.
What the fuck was that? People don't die on that ride all the time.
I don't know. I thought that would start some traction, sort of conversation.
You just made up a fact that people die...
Somebody dies once a day on that ride.
I'm actually 5'3".
Once a day.
I'm
5'3".
What? Brendan's the only person who chalked his ID to give him a bigger height.
Dude, I tried chalking when I was...
So did I. I did chalk my ID.
Was just chalking. Ruined
used
my
to do
ID.
It with... What do we do it with?
Is that what
we
you put on
colored pencil.
Colored pencil, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck? Wait, you just changed the number?
You changed the number with a colored pencil. The old New York ID is you can basically rub... If you had the right date, you could rub...
He still has an old New York ID.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I could do it if I wanted to. Yeah. But
the new ones, I don't believe, that has the right...
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
I would always go. I have this like bad luck on Haunted Mansion rides where they always shut down when I'm on it, but they still keep it going. So I'm like on the Haunted Mansion ride, just sitting there while something's like,
Hold on, can I get a coffee, please? I'm sorry, I've waved 8 times about it. I don't want to just stop the show for it, but it's just sort of been a whole fucking to do. We're an hour into the show. I don't mean to be an asshole here. We should have a person here that's helping to get coffee. It shouldn't be Nate. I feel bad. I feel like a dickhead telling Nate to do it.
Robbie's here.
Robbie's our ad sales guy. I can't just fucking... Robbie, give me a coffee, too. Yeah. Emasculating. Shannon should do it. She's the only woman there. She should be serving
Jesus
coffee.
Jesus Christ, Shannon.
I just got a text message from a person who I don't know who they are that says, MGM became Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios.
There we go.
It's my sister.
How does she have your number?
Are we live right now?
Because we're friends on Instagram, and so we talked about in case she ever needed to call in.
Get my sister's number for you, freaky bitch.
So it's the same park, but it's called Hollywood Studios now.
Yes, Hollywood Studios. See, I told you I wasn't wrong.
Now, is that the Cuban and Puerto Rican flag, or is that a big E?
Puerto Rican flag. Thank you very much, Nate.
How do you know the difference?
Nate, I don't mean to make you get me coffee, man. I'm sorry.
They were brewing it. It took them ages because someone forgot to turn the machine on.
They're stupid idiots. I'm telling you, man.
I love you, Nate.
All right, gents, let's take a moment and talk about Cedo Lab, which is awesome, dude. Cedo Lab, CEEDOLAB.com is the website, and they have made the first fully automated controlled indoor growing device. So you can grow weed right from your bedroom, right from your laboratory, podcast studio, backyard, whatever it is. It looks like a little mini fridge. You have an app. You let the Cedo machine know what type of seed you're growing. The machine does all the magical work inside. The right lighting, right amount of water. You don't have to think about it. They give you everything perfect so you get the highest yield results, the best, highest quality fucking weed or whatever. You can grow tomatoes. If you're a fucking loser, you can grow some tomatoes. Why not? Okay? It's basically like an automatic driving car.
Oh, my mom found my tomato fridge. Bullshit.
Go and check them out, guys. CedoLab.com is the website. You don't have to do anything except close that door and click a fucking button. How cool is that? A few months later, you get all your weed. It's way more cost effective. This thing pays for itself.
That literally sounds like a magic box.
Yeah, and there is a promotion for July 4th. $444 off the Cedo machine. It's limited time, so they're doing it for the 4th of July for just a limited time. So go do it right now. Take advantage of it right now. That is CedoLab.com, the world's first automatic grower that actually allows you to harvest your own stuff automatically right from your home. CedoLab.com is the website. All right, where were we? So the most horrifying ride I've ever been on my entire life to this day, and Shannon, I want to hear this list in a moment, but is the Daredevil Swing at Six Flags Great Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Is there videos of that?
I haven't seen it. I don't go to theme parks anymore.
Son, Daredevil Swing, it's...
We should set up a whole thing to go to Six Flags.
We used to do it every year. We haven't gone. We skipped the past year or two, but we used to go every year.
We should
Let's do
it.
Let's just fucking pick a date.
Oh, yeah. This shit. Yeah, dog. Yeah, nah. Because there's nothing. It's just you and a cool. It's just you and a wire and a harness.
Shannon, have you been on
sick.
This?
I hate rides. I hate all of
and
them.
Then you're like with two other people like yeah. crammed together.
And one person has to pull the cord to let you guys go. Have you been on this God. Thing before?
Yes, I have.
It's
Was fucking... it just you by yourself?
Yeah. They had an extra truck pulling the fucking thing.
I hit the ground. I scraped my belly. Like the bottom of a ship.
Dude, look at this shit, dude. And it just keeps going. You're up so high, you're looking at the ground, you're like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
When you're halfway up, you're like, this is crazy.
It
and
looks
then you
so
keep
many.
Going.
Keeps
Nate,
going,
have you done
yeah.
this? We should do a gas digital trip to Six Flags. Fuck everything
How
else.
How often does That's somebody it. Puke doing that and just Called puke it. On the people below them?
Yeah, no.
Gas digital trip to Six Flags. We're going to pay for all the employees.
I feel like there should be applause in the headphones.
Look at this. Look at this shit, dude. They just let you go and you swim.
Six gas.
Six gas.
No, that sucks.
Yeah, that was not
Dick's
good.
Flags.
Dick's flags.
Dick's
Dick's
fags.
Dick's
fags. Dick's fags.
Dick fags.
Dick fags.
Dick fags.
We found it. We got there.
But yeah, but how intense is it? How long and for how long is it intense when you get released in that motherfucker?
There's a moment, or so here's you get pulled up, right? And you're on a fucking cable,
uh-huh.
And you're with your two best friends. You're like, "These people are gonna die, dude. This is fucking nuts." And you see everyone on the ground; they're like little ants, and
yeah.
you're like,
that,
"This is nuts." And one person pulls the cord. They go, 3, 2, 1, pull it, and you pull it, and there's literally a half a second where you're suspended in the air, like mm-hmm. Wally Coyote mm-hmm. when he would overrun.
Oh yeah,
and,
where it's like,
and you're just stuck up there. Yeah,
you're just. You're floating, and you go, huh? He goes,
oh, fuck.
And then you start careening down toward the earth, and it comes at you. It is
Dude.
What you would see if you're jumping off a building.
You just made my toes go like
it's
this.
It's nuts.
You have a harness. Like, does the harness go between your legs?
Sort of, yeah, because between your legs and up your body, you're in a harness like that.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so fucking...
I was trying to figure out if you could jerk off while you did that.
No.
Because
oh,
they
so
can't
good.
Stop you.
Yeah,
they
no.
couldn't stop you from coming on everybody.
Dude, that would feel amazing.
You see your jizz just float in the air for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, it's above.
Just...
Yeah, you're past it. You got a matrix it.
You're covering it. I see the face.
This wow. is a great show. It's a great show.
I'm having a lot of fun.
People hate, but this is a fucking solid show.
Oh, yeah.
Four times a week.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, bitch.
Oh, I heard a really
I quickly
fun...
stop looking at the YouTube comments on.
Give me the 12. Also, give me the latest YouTube comments on the latest Sagalo episode. Anything bad, please.
Somebody wrote, I said it before and I'll say it again. Brendan Sagalo sucks.
Yeah.
It's like so... I made it.
It's nice to have fans,
I
right?
tattooed it on me.
Number 12, Millennium Force at Cedar Point Sandusky. 310 feet, blah, 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 blah.
Can I just say yeah. I wish you guys laughed at that harder so I'm not proving that guy's point? Yeah. Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Leviathan at Canada's.
Leviathan.
Leviathan. Yeah. At Canada's Wonderland in Maple, Ontario.
Never going.
Maple, Ontario is like the name. If you were making fun of a Canadian town, what you would name it?
What? You're from Maple, Ontario? Yeah.
Fucking snow boots. Fucking something. I can't name another place in Canada. Thanks, everyone. Hello. I'll be here all night. Number 10, Fury 325 at Carowinds in Charlotte, North Carolina. Never been on it. El Toro at Six Flags. I've been on El Toro.
Yeah, I've been on good? El Toro.
Why is El Toro?
I chipped a tooth on that.
How?
Because it's wood. A lot of wood.
You thought it was made of chocolate?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I was biting.
They got a chocolate roller coaster.
It's not easy sucking dick at 70 miles an hour.
Number 8, 7, and 6. They're all a tie. Griffin, Shikra, and Valverin. What?
They all sound like Indian gods.
Yeah, go.
They all sound like Pocket Sister.
Fuck you.
Intimidator 305 at King's Dominion. That one looks fucking cool. You just need that big, crazy drop. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Where you're almost like coming out of your seat.
Yeah.
That's. Superman Escape from
this one,
Krypton.
Yeah. It
okay,
just
no, no,
takes
this,
you.
This
to
is a different one.
Okay.
The not, one, the Six Flags, the Superman ride.
This
at Six
is in California.
Flags
okay.
Is
the
not
other
scary.
One goes up.
And this then, is the one where a bunch of people
no,
died.
That one's not scary.
No, it's not scary.
And nobody died on either of these Superman.
Dude, bro.
I'm telling you, people do die on Superman.
Wait, go back up to Superman real quick.
What does it say?
The first coaster hit a triple digit speed.
Whoa, wow. That's incredible. Launching 100 miles per hour. Oh, hold on. 415-foot tower while facing backwards. The first coaster to hit triple-digit speed. Superman requires nerves of steel. Wow, I would love it. You know what I want to do? I want to quit comedy and go on a roller coaster adventure tour.
You don't have to quit comedy, do you?
Yes, I do, man.
We're so close.
This sounds so much fun, dude. I'm going to plan my next tour around different awesome roller coasters.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And I'm going to videotape them for my YouTube channel, guys.
Call it the Intimidator Tour.
No.
Number three, X2. Okay, good.
Well, so long, everyone.
Number two and one, King Ka and Top Thrill Dragster. See, I've never been on fucking King Ka. Every time I go, it's not working.
Every time I've ever been, it's been shut down.
Yeah. I heard a story, another death story, died. About...
Can you please fact check everything that Brendan says?
Fact check me.
And also
Fat check?
Fat check him. Yep, he's fat.
I heard a story about somebody losing like their hat on Kingdom Ka and then trying to jump over the gate and get it and getting decapitated.
That's somebody's act. Isn't that a comics act?
Yeah, I saw that in a really bad movie.
Somebody got their head kicked off. That's definitely in somebody's act.
I think that happened, though.
Yeah, it might be. Fact check him, please. Fact check.
Huh?
Wait,
Saga Ka, my he got fucking, you fucking dick.
God damn it, Shannon.
I don't want you to fact check that. I want to fact check his Superman thing. How many people
fact check the Superman one? I'm not making that up.
So from what I've been able to find, at least two people throughout history, but they don't. Someone lost their feet, and that's how she died too.
By losing her feet. She was a weak human.
Yeah,
she was a weak human. You have no organs in your feet.
If you lose both feet at the same time,
zero
you're like
arteries. Zero organs in your feet. If you cut
There's
your
arteries
feet off,
down there,
you're not on a fuck. You're not in a desert. You're at Six Flags. They got a fucking med kit.
For feet
they're
missing,
to sew up the
call the ambulance.
Your feet, if you die, you are a weak person. If you die from foot,
if
loss.
You lose 2 feet in suddenly, public, bro, in public. If you lose 2 feet suddenly, you can die. My G,
I'm not saying
you can't run to. You can't run to go get help.
No,
what are you gonna do? Do a handstand to the fucking.
Also, she had trouble getting on rides because of her height afterwards. All right. Well, you were right about that too. Two people. I wouldn't say a lot of people.
Did someone die on Superman?
Two people died on Superman.
Right.
At least two.
I feel like any ride you're gonna have deaths though from heart attacks.
Yes.
My sister was trying to get my 82-year-old aunt to go on all of the rides we were going on, and there's a warning that says if you have a heart condition, high blood pressure, if you're old, or you're fucking pregnant, don't ride. Warning. And my sister's
and
like,
she's pregnant.
Fine.
My mother was all those things.
But it's like, what?
She's an 82-year-old Puerto Rican woman. She's pregnant.
Why would she try to kill my aunt? I told her this. I was like, why are you trying to kill her? Can you text her that now, Shannon?
Wait, at Six Flags or Disney World?
Why are you trying to kill Aunt Emery? I want to know. At Disney World? It's fucking psychotic.
There's like barely any roller coasters at Disney World.
That's the problem. My son is not a pussy. Even like, he didn't want to go wait on the lines for like, to meet the characters. If there was no line, he was like, yeah, let's go meet, you know. But he wasn't getting on a fucking line to go meet Toy Story, motherfucker.
No.
And then I saw, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. I posted a picture as Dan Soder. I was like, ran into Dan Soder here.
Launchpad
McQuack with nobody trying to meet him. Just sitting there, fucking like looking around. Nobody gave a fuck. They came up and like, hey, do you want to meet Launchpad? And just like my kid being like, who's that? To his face. I was like, no, he's famous.
Did you see the?
I know it's just a character inside of there, but that character has to feel bad, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm a performer. I create my own stuff, so I guess there's like a different sort of connection, obviously. But the person in that suit has to feel like, dude, nobody likes me. It has to weigh on their soul.
Yeah. He's in a leather jacket and fucking
it's hot
weather.
As fuck, dude.
He's in a leather jacket and a fucking bird head.
They have like air conditioners.
Did you see Gaston, the guy that?
No, I did not see Gaston.
Have you ever seen the video? That guy rule. The guys that get to be Gaston rule.
But they're just, they're normal dudes.
Yeah, they're just jacked dudes.
Aren't they all Dan Blazarian or some shit?
They're all like, they'll like challenge people like push-up contests and
shit.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, they'll
do
one-handed push-ups and embarrass the dude.
That's great. I love it.
That's like real to the character. Yeah.
The little detail that they put into Disney World, this is what I'll say. The difference between like Six Flags, which it's just the ride. There's no packaging. It's like you go into the new area where... It's what's the movie with the blue? The Avatar area where it's like a new area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the amount of detail, you're on a fucking huge movie set. It feels like and you don't even, people don't appreciate it like consciously. It's a subconscious thing. Like every fucking, you know, Midwestern tourist that doesn't has never been in like a nice restaurant. That's not what it is. It's just these little details and little things like that. Like you'll, you know, the characters walking around and things that they do, and it's fucking cool.
It was a
really
fucking crazy.
It really is. Like that's the thing. Like you don't realize it. That's why it's expensive. And they, to maintain something like that, they have to put so much into it. So I give them, you know, sure, they fucking rip you off for everything, but it's also not as expensive as people will pretend it is.
How much is like a Mickey Mouse premium bar ice cream kind of thing?
Like $6.
$6.
My sister answered me, Lewis.
What'd she say?
She says because you're a dumb sack of shit. Because
I'm a dumb sack of shit.
That's why she tried to kill your aunt.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So there he is.
They're just on.
Handsome.
I hate that.
But
guy.
Like, if you get a beer in New York City at a bar, you'll pay $8.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you're going to pay at Disney World. Right. Sorry. Yeah. Welcome to not being in a shit town.
How much is a day pass?
I don't even know. We did everything.
Big group. It was all family kind of
I
stuff.
I did not pay that much. Me personally, I paid a couple $1,000 overall for me and my portion of my son and a portion of my aunt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's not bad.
Yeah. It was nothing. I mean, like, compared to like, you know, real fucking vacations. Like I spent more money bringing my son to Puerto Rico.
Did you guys stay in like a themed resort or
we're not one of the garbage families that are just staying in a motel off the fucking highway.
The launch pad
outside
motel.
We got to go home every night and have my kid read "You Are Now Leaving Disney World" every day. He's got to leave Disney World 6 times.
Fucking Motel 6.
Fucking loser. Fucking scumbag family with your motel. No, so we actually stayed at the shittiest of the places you could stay to, which I found out because my sister's garbage. She's listening. My sister's garbage, so she picked the fucking resort, and she's like, "There's a lot of riffraff here."
Oh, which and one?
Was one of the characters?
Do you remember the hotel? Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
The only characters were the crows from Dumbo. Our resort.
Oh, there's a lot of crows from Dumbo here.
the only just walking around. I got drunk.
Well, I ain't never seen the Puerto Rican family at the resort.
Our fucking resort sucked all the dicks.
Which one were you at? What was the name of it?
The Pop
Polynesian
Century Pop. Pop Century Resort.
Sounds terrible.
I don't know what the
terrible.
Fuck. Nah, it's so terrible around the outskirts of like Disneyland and Orlando. It's like Disneyland is nice. Everything around it, it reminds me a lot of Atlantic City, where it's just like,
yeah,
everything's
lots
over
of crows.
Here. So many crows, nigga. God damn those. No, no, you go. You if you go one street away from like the casinos,
where y'all headed to the Tropicana?
It was cool. It had a nice pool. It was a huge pool.
Oh, you went to the cars? Oh, wait.
Whoa, cool.
It was fine.
This seems...
It was a little ghetto.
This one?
Oh, yeah. That's the ghetto one.
It was a little ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So next time, you know, you live and you learn. Whatever. I think like 4 or 5 years. He's fine. Now that I can bring him to Six Flags, not this year, next year, I think we're going to do our first Six Flags trip. I feel like if he can handle fucking Terror, he can handle most roller coasters. So we'll see what happened with the short guy on Long Island. We're trying to get there and we were never, and I'm trying to, I offered my staff a $250 bonus for whoever can book this guy on the show on Monday.
Are you talking about the short bagel nigga?
Yeah. Mm. You're going to get him. Good. I'm going to tell Alex. I'm going to tell everyone on the staff. You guys better be fighting for it. Make it happen.
I'm just going to pretend like I don't also hate short people.
Yeah. You're very heightist. This is pretty bad. I mean.
Yeah. My dad's short though. My dad's like 5'5".
That's why
I hate short people.
Yeah. You have daddy issues.
I don't.
You 100% have daddy issues. He bought you your tits. If you don't have daddy issues,
that's
you're
as
fucked
an
up.
Adult.
I know.
That's like because I have a dad who cares about me.
I get what I was just saying.
Did your dad see them after they were done?
No.
He's never seen
idiot.
Them. He's never sucked them.
No.
Your dad's just never, a feel.
Has he ever
your dad's never
them?
Sucked your titty. Are you kidding me? There's nothing. Anything I buy, I put in my mouth. I test it like gold. I'm like, anything I purchase. TV, titties.
You let him spend all that money and he can get a test drive. Just around the block. He doesn't have...
Let me talk about the short guy now.
So what happened with the short guy now? He was in a bagel store. Is there a backstory of what happened? What set him off?
There was, well, in the news video that we're about to play, there's
okay,
the woman
tell.
Who took the video is there.
Okay, good. Play the news video and let's see what happened. Have you guys all seen this bagel guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It cuts off at the fight.
5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead.
A tirade. A man with an apparent short temper goes off about being short after a worker greeted him with a smile.
Women in general have said it on dating sites.
As stunned customers chimed in.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Diana Reyes was behind the angry bagel buyer and recorded the now viral video.
My friend, along with other people, stepped in, and
cute.
I started recording, not it with the intentions of this blowing up, but solely because if anything had happened,
you know,
she
got a hairy lower back, though.
I wanted to be there.
I lost my virginity to an Indian girl.
The smartphone
like
rolling didn't stop him from going off.
Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared.
I mean, you gotta know what you look like.
Go ahead and attack me.
Another customer, much taller than him, tackled him to the ground.
A regular size man.
Sir, he's just a boy.
How much you hope that the man that is in the video that was freaking out gets some type of help if he does need it, whether it's
taller.
Emotional support.
Still a stool.
Worldwide, thousands of times. Diana doesn't even remember what she said at the end.
I just wanted bagels. No recollection of saying that. Like, it was just, I didn't process it.
Slow news day.
Yeah. Bagel, but
I love
bagel
how he throws the newspaper down.
Short-tempered, short-fused, long tirade spewing customer refused his.
Still tried to give the guy the food because after everything that happened, we're just like, you paid for it.
Like, you need to grow, bro. You got to eat.
Good terms. And he chucked the food in our face, threw it on the floor.
Ray Vieta, News 4, New York.
Wow. So this guy, he went off.
I heard he got mad calls from females for dates.
Yeah,
really?
I mean, that's gotta be.
Yeah, his shit got blown up.
I mean, the amount of short guys that bitch about women on dating sites being like, just start a short dating site then. Get off of fucking Tinder.
It's like when prostitutes say they don't fuck black guys. I understand that.
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Well.
So we also
short guys don't want to get robbed.
We also have a TMZ interviewed them, so we have that video as well.
Who did TMZ interview?
The guy.
The guy. The okay, guy. Let me see what happened.
Yeah, dude.
He's winning now, guys.
So there I was.
There I was.
Well, let me
my
ask you,
own
based
business.
On some of the other videos, I just want
to
ask you point blank to your face.
Yellow Brick Road.
Sorry.
Are you misogynistic?
Oh, what does that mean? Like egotistical?
No, like just. If you feel a certain way, you feel negatively about women.
I won't lie. Most of them, yeah, because I don't trust any of them.
Is that because of experiences you've had in your life?
Yes, okay. That's a given, my man.
Let me just ask, are you homophobic?
Gays don't bother me. I can hang out with them. Just don't touch me, especially in the private parts.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem.
This guy is racist. The best.
He's fucking saying what everyone thinks.
Yeah, he's frazzled.
Dude, you got to get him on, man.
I want him to be my co-host.
You go and get a... Wait.
He's going to sit on my lap.
You drink water?
Just don't touch me.
He looks like fucking Joe Matarese a little bit, right?
Tiny
Joe Matarese.
Man,
I got to hate this guy.
No, I have black friends.
Okay.
Do we?
Now, if somebody upsets me and he happens to be black... Steals from me, then that word comes out.
Steals from me?
Whoa!
That word comes out of my mouth.
That was supposed to come back. Actually, that might be his girl. I don't know. But he's black. He hangs out with me.
Pause it for a second. He doesn't have to give the information.
This guy doesn't give a fuck.
If they steal from me.
Yeah.
I might say it.
Yeah.
It'll slip out.
You know.
If they take cookies from my tree.
If I happen to be in a basketball tournament and... They should show me up. I may have thrown out an N-word or two, but who has it?
You could say I'm a little racist.
Wait, is that what he looks like? Holy shit.
That's so funny.
And he pointed also some black guy off camera. He's like, nah, he chills with me.
Finally, when Joe Matarese shrinks from all of the Twitter hate, this is what he's going to become. Go ahead.
So let me ask you, what is your ideal woman? What is the type of woman you're actually looking
for? A dead one.
Looks and everything?
However you want. The whole package, what is your
educated,
ideal woman?
Not a
red slippers?
Wants to be there and love each other for each other. And you're not, what are you doing for me? It should be based on the barter system. It should be based on pure love.
She might be hanging out with a lion, a scarecrow, and a tin man. Just trying to find her way back home.
Interest. Yeah. You should want to...
Which I think is that an analogy for life. We're all really trying to find our way back home.
And I said it in the video, stop putting a price tag on everything. That's what everything's becoming, and it's disgusting.
Is there any error, anything you want to clear up right now? Or
yeah, just the same that I've been saying in all the videos, is that stop being...
Listen to my podcast on Gas Digital Suit.
So stuck up, materialistic. Stop getting offended if you go, oh, you're beautiful. You know, women, men, just like I said, this reporter. And I'm going to tell everybody again, if you want to have a successful relationship with women, and I don't mean this in any degrading way, men just want it. They want good sex, make good, decent money, provide, and do the hobbies they like. We're not complicated. But it seems like the women, and many men have said this, women
he's not, you know, I feel bad for the guy. He's got emotional issues.
He's just grumpy.
Yeah. Just, you know. Or sleepy. Look, maybe those people shouldn't have gotten involved. They were being nosy. Yeah, he... Let's see, angry man that lives in a van explains violent.
He lives in a van?
It's about belittlement. Oh, they're assholes.
It's a short bus. It's a PT Cruiser. He calls it a van.
He calls it a van, yeah.
Bug.
Like, we're making fun of it. Can I say this? Like, we're making fun of him, and we should, because we're a comedy podcast. But all of these news sites are just... They're taking these shots. Am I crazy that it's not really the job of the news to fucking troll real people?
Troll being the main
troll is the word. Yeah.
Oh shit.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean the news should be like, this is what happened, not short idiot says this. Yeah. You know.
So also, Lewis, Neat found that he has he had a YouTube channel, but he took down a bunch of videos. But Nate compiled a few moments.
Let's
from
see. I would love to see these moments. I love this guy. I would love to get
just
him on
looking
the show.
Up at
hey,
people.
Tall idiot.
You're a fucking loser. You're a loser. You don't have a pot to piss in, and you're a con artist. And I'm going to put you on YouTube also. You're a piece of shit. The guy told me he's bringing me money.
Screaming
no, I'm not going to stop. You know what? Get the fuck out of my car.
You're is a he an Uber?
Piece of
I love this guy.
You know that? You're a fat, fuck, ugly piece of shit. Fuck you, you ghetto skank. What country are you from? Pakistan? Really? You know how much money our country gives you? Fucking third world toilet countries?
Wow.
Guys, did you put together that compilation? I love
that
him.
Was great.
That guy's a fucking winner.
Him.
I love him.
I'll tell you why I like him, because he's saying it to their face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
whether he's right or wrong, you gotta
saying it to their belly button.
You gotta, you gotta appreciate.
It's an echo down here.
Doggy, he might be. He's up for real estate of the week for sure. For sure, yeah.
He's on the short list.
I think he won.
He's on the short list. He's. You know, look, he's not right. You don't have to be right to be real astute. We've said this many a times, okay? I think Cosby got real astute of the week once. He's real ass. He doesn't have the ability to not be real ass.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get him on the show Monday.
There's something you can appreciate about
him. We're going to use the small studio.
Can the other guest be Ralph?
Just put him surround him around tall assholes.
All right, let's actually do that. Let's do Real Estate of the Week nominees, because this has been a fun show, and we do have to figure out this week's Real Estate of the Week.
Real Estate
of the Week.
All right.
What do we got?
Who do we got, boys and ghouls?
So the list is the person who created Spicy Hot Cheetos, so the janitor who went to being a co-partner.
Okay, what's his name? Do you have a name?
Spanish McSmarrington. Yeah.
Okay.
Oddly enough, Chester?
His name is Richard Montañez.
Richard Montañez. And he's this, what is he? What's his title now?
He went from being janitor to, I believe, co-partner.
You don't have to have that mustache, bro.
Look at him.
That's insane.
But he did bring Cheetos back. Like, Cheetos were just...
Yeah, no one gave a fuck about
Cheetos.
Nobody
gave a fuck. They tried to turn it into, like, little shapes of Chester Cheetos'
face.
Yeah,
for a while, like cereal. Like,
who
cares? No one gives a shit.
Cheetos. Okay?
Yeah.
Cheese doodles were always better.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
100%.
But Hot Cheetos sort of put Cheetos back on the map.
Hot Cheetos sucks.
Yeah, but you're not black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have terrible white taste buds.
You can tell.
Yeah. We did how Hot Cheetos in gift bags for Skankfest.
I know.
Year.
You can tell how scary a neighborhood is based on the placement of the Hot Cheetos in the bodega. Like, if it's the first thing you see.
No, I thought you were going to say how many empty bags you see blowing through your neighborhood.
Go ahead. Who's next?
We have Short Bagel Guy.
That's my vote. If I can just...
He even... It's sad how they shot him. He even looks short in the
video. I know.
They gave him so much headroom.
Yeah.
They're assholes. Go ahead.
Who's next?
And I believe the final nominee was... So in Melbourne, Australia, a guy was on the Lilydale line, which is a train that's going out to nowhere. And he started streaking, running around naked.
There's a video, right?
There's a video.
Let's see the video of it.
Yeah.
Don't cover your dick.
Yeah, nah, you're losing so many points covering your cock.
Yeah, you're not covering your dick if you're streaking.
Yeah, nah,
means he's got a little dick.
I think he
fucking
lost.
Fucking loser.
Nice.
All right, now he wins.
That's pretty awesome.
You know what? That's just fun.
It's also...
Imagine one person being like, just get me to Bleecker Street.
In New York City, I mean, he would literally
wait,
just...
Wait, did he slide into the next car?
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome, yeah. In New York City, he would just, like, collect, like, fucking Ebola in his throat.
Oh, yeah.
Just by... That's so gross. Yeah, look, it's pretty real ass. Holding his cock,
no.
Not real ass.
No,
no. If you're going to do it, do it, right?
I get it if you're going to slide. Sure. So you want to cover
yeah, that
your shit?
Make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah. If you're gonna slide,
no,
but we didn't know.
No, he let go once he slid.
He should have been letting go until he slid.
Yeah, yeah. That was yeah. My problem with him. My only problem with that man is the fact that he covered his cock. He needed to show everyone yeah. What he was working with.
Are those only three nominees?
Those only on three? All right, I mean, I'll tell you right now, it's got to be Bagel Guy. I mean,
Bagel
what are we doing?
Sure. Yeah, he is the Bagel
Guy. Left one off. Sorry.
Tiger Mandingo, who we spoke about earlier in the week. Who's
oh,
the
that's
guy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he gave a bunch of people AIDS.
How many?
Guys,
I think two of them I think tested positive for AIDS.
What did he do?
Oh no,
he fucked.
Yes,
him.
Fucked him.
Guess what Tiger Mandingo did?
He has nothing on that one black chick that fucked like 456 dudes in like revenge because she got raped. You heard about that dude? That chick?
She had AIDS.
She had AIDS.
Did she get AIDS from the rape?
Yeah, and
she
then
got raids.
Yeah, she got raped.
That's the worst.
That's what the raid is about.
Time to get some HI vengeance.
It's a great t-shirt that Sebastian Bach from Skid Row wore in like 1990. It said AIDS kills fags dead. It was
oh my
like a
God.
Raid. It was like a raid can. Yeah. Got in a little bit of trouble for that one.
But still career, so God bless him.
Yeah, good for him.
That's a hard one to come back from.
Yeah. He's playing Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar. Jesus Christ, yeah. Superstar, who are you something to be? Yeah, I mean, come on, what are we going to do? Who you going to
take? Bagel Guy.
Bagel Guy.
You're going to take it away from Bagel Guy? Also, I mean, that's sort of how we get him on the show next week. Like, did you won Realist Dude of the Week on the Realist podcast
give
last week?
Give him a podcast.
Just talk nice about him for like 30 seconds,
okay.
Starting now,
and then
I'll use
him a clip.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, look, that guy, he's
speaking the truth.
He's
telling it like it is.
Second of all, he's at a bagel store. We don't know what happened before the video starts. This is what they fucking do in all these videos, okay? Yeah. We don't know what happened before that video started. It starts off with him flipping out. Nobody just flips out for no reason. I'm assuming somebody was rude to him, somebody attacked him, and then he acted accordingly. Okay.
And we all say the N-word sometimes. If
yeah,
they
who
steal from us.
If they steal from us, which they probably did. I open with that because I'm assuming he's gonna steal from me. Don't steal from me.
Are you pointing at me, nigga?
Well, I didn't say the N-word when I did. Wouldn't say it to your face. I'll call Sagalo a nigger.
Well, I get what I deserve, I guess.
You know I'm Puerto Rican, right, Louis?
Are you Puerto Rican?
Yes, I'm
no,
Puerto Rican.
No, you're black, son.
No, Puerto Rican, carajo.
Son, you, somewhere down the line,
what?
Somebody lied to someone.
Someone yeah, raped someone.
Because you are black. I understand you speak Spanish. I speak French. Bonjour, je m'appelle Louis.
Yeah.
I'm not French, son. I am Puerto Rican and a little Irish.
A little Irish, I'm a little Jamaican.
Are you? Yeah, I was going to say, you got some black in you.
No, there's definitely some black in
you. So, Louis, before we continue, who would you say wins Real Ass Dude of the Week?
I would
week?
Say Real Ass Dude of the Week has to be the bagel guy. The,
yeah,
the you know, that guy who fucking told it like it is, stood up to people.
He's
fucking.
He's the tallest 5'2 I've ever seen.
Yeah. Come on, man. Don't
he carries
fucking...
himself.
He's the real ass dude. He's got bad. There he is.
He's got
guys.
A bad altitude.
Damn, Zach. Damn, Zach.
That's fucking hilarious.
Damn, Zach.
Man.
Solid joke of the day right there.
Yeah.
Gotta give somebody a joke of the day bonus. Maybe $10 cash. I like it. That's too much. Give him five. $5 cash for joke of the day, whether it's a guest or Zach. Zach, you get $5 for that one.
That's sweet. Great. Coffee.
Hold on. Say I got cash on me. Wait, do I? Zach, do you have change for a 10?
Nah, it's nah right. He'll just take the 10.
Just give me the 10. I'm going to say something funny next time.
Shannon, let me see. How are your titties looking today?
I mean, they're not showing.
Can
I don't
you
have
pull down your
showing.
Neckline a little bit? Just
no.
Show us.
A
I'm about to, I need to
I'm
do something
stretch
for the
out
car.
The neckline.
Just stuff it in his bra, bro.
Yeah. All right, take it. It's been a fun show. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Real Ass Podcast. This has been a great one. The whole week has been great. Great shows all week. Thank you for, we're back on track, back on our normal scheduled program timing and all that other shit. We'll be back on Monday, hopefully with the bagel guy, which would be great if Shannon does her fucking job.
I'm gonna come by for that.
You really should.
With bagels.
And that we will 100% serve bagels on that show. I'm gonna have two fucking phone books on his chair. Alright, goodbye guys.
Peace.
That's all, folks.